You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Another hearing into the Trump assassination attempt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't want to hear anything today to say that the Secret Service can't answer our questions because of an ongoing, quote-unquote, ongoing investigation.
That's what Director Kimberly Cheadle did over and over last week, and she resigned a day later. So the new acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, testifies today at the Senate. Republican Chuck Grassley tells Fox he wants answers about a communication breakdown securing that Trump rally and...
why the Secret Service had drones, and it wasn't workable when they were ready to put it up into the air. And I think that's a shortcoming since the shooter had a drone that flew over the area.
The FBI will interview the former president on Thursday as they still try to figure out the gunman's motive. As for the campaign, former President Trump tells Fox's new opponent, Vice President Harris, is radically left. Will he debate her?
The answer is yes, I'll probably end up debating. I think actually the debate should take place before the votes start being cast.
The Harris campaign says he's backpedaling from the September 10th debate already set when President Biden was still running. Now today, Vice President Harris will rally in Georgia after releasing a new ad this morning.
The one thing Kamala Harris has always been, fearless.
Donald Trump wants to take our country backward.
As Israel plots a retaliation in Lebanon against a Hezbollah rocket attack over the weekend, killing 12 children in the Golan Heights.
Today, we did see more rocket fire and drone alerts coming into northern Israel. And we can report, unfortunately, at this hour, another Israeli civilian has been killed in those attacks.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. A third child's died in England, stabbed in yesterday's knife attack in a children's dance class. 10 others were injured. The suspect is 17 years old, his motive unknown. The class had a Taylor Swift music theme. The pop star posted on Instagram this morning she's in complete shock. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Jerry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day. News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
One.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us on a terrific Tuesday right in the middle of the summer. Good, it feels like summer again, man. No rain. I get a bush hog to cut my grass. But hey, I can handle it. I can handle it. It's called summer. We go through this every year. Nothing's ever changed since time began when it comes to summer and heat. All the same. The man didn't do anything to change it because it hadn't changed. Anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Now, as you know, I was reading an article that, and I printed it out this morning, but I forgot to bring it. But it was, I was laughing, falling out laughing at an article that said the mental anguish and the depression that's sitting in because we're not changing and global warming. I thought, the dumbest, how stupid of an article can you get? Y'all create something that's a lie and scare people. Some people buy into it. So if there's a mental problem with this, it was created, self-created by scientists and politicians like Al Gore that went around lying to people. Because none of this is true. So you say, well, Moon, what do you think will happen with all this? Well, let me give you an example. Let's fly over to the Paris Olympics. Let's just ease over to the Olympics. And if you ask me if I watched anything last night, I'll tell you, no, I didn't even think about it. Actually, walking to tell you the truth, about 7 o'clock, there was an old Western movie came on. My bride's been going to the beach, her and Miss Maddie. So I've kind of been, me and the dog been around for, me and the dog for about 5 days. So I think I ended up watching, yeah, I did. I ended up watching a movie. I don't remember the name of it, but it was great. It was great just to watch an old Western classic. And I just didn't think about Olympics. Like I said, if you want to watch them, watch them. I'm not saying I want to watch something, but I didn't really think about it. So, but I've been reading a lot about it. And like I said, I'd rather read than watch stuff now. Just, I don't know why, but I do. And, one of my friends just put, you've been hanging out with the dog weekend, poor dog. That's really nice of y'all to love me that much. So, you know, all this, I start off with a little making fun of the heat because we have heat every summer. We always have heat every summer. It's no worse than it ever was, never will be, all the same. And but I'm laughing because the Olympians, I'm starting to read now. And I read the other day, we had a bunch of Olympians going to find hotels to stay in. I thought, man, what's a bunch of spoiled brats? They can't stay in the Olympic Village. And then I started reading about what's happening in Olympic Village where all these athletes are supposed to be. And most of them got money. And most of them got, some of them have gotten getting the hell out of Dodge because the whole Olympics has been, and over in France has been, in Paris has been greened out. Well, what do you mean? Well, you realize these people are asked to sleep on cardboard beds to save the environment. The other reason I read, I was laughing this morning with Joe Cunningham this morning. He was saying, Moon, they did that because they wanted to make the beds where you couldn't have sex in them. In other words, two people can't get in them. Jesus. So cardboard beds. How can you sleep in a cardboard bed? That's number one. Number two, which I think is hilarious. The athletes do not like the food. Hardly any meat, and all the meat they're serving is raw. Raw meat. And not much of it. Lack of protein. Now, this is a perfect example of what Kamala Harris and Biden and Obama and the green new nuts over here are trying to do to no meat. They don't want you to have meat. I mean, this is an example of worldwide elitists taking over something. If you're an athlete, you need meat for the most part. Protein. It's hilarious. And we got a little sushi over here, but how about a steak? No, we don't serve stuff like that. Yuck. You got any chicken? No, we don't kill chickens over here. We try to get rid of that. The Olympic athletes are going, you got to be joking. This is what they want to do to the whole world. That's why when I read articles and share with you, they want you to eat seaweed and grass and crickets and grasshoppers. They're really serious about this. I mean, they're looking at the cuisine and they're going, my God. So the CEO of the Paris Olympics acknowledged adjustments, including a lot more eggs and meat. That's what the Green New Deal looks like. You and me won't be eating eggs or meat. We're going to enjoy some crickets, worms. Folks, this is what these people are doing. If you vote for Kamala Harris and Democrat, they're going to eventually get there for us, too. Don't forget, is it the Dutch? They got a fort tax now. Every cow, every chicken, whatever you got. This is what it looks like. These athletes are going, you've got to be joking. They call it a culinary catastrophe was brewing at the Paris Olympics. Yes! They want to show everybody how we can live. Just don't eat all that stuff. Save the planet. Check this out. Teams, that's with an S, including Great Britain and Germany, have complained that the food at the Olympics isn't up to par despite France's reputation as a foodie mecca. Well, not at the Olympics. We're going to control you and what you eat. The UK team resorted to flying in another private chef to Paris because of the lack of protein and because of the raw meat being served at the Olympic Village. So we got cardboard beds. Oh, I'll tell you another one I came across. They put them in rooms with no air conditions. They don't want to save the planet. But athletes, and a lot of these athletes, you think LeBron James ain't got air conditioning? You think these pro athletes with all this money don't have ample amount of money to go and do whatever they want to do? But to the average citizen, this is what they want us all to live. This is what they're trying to do in a lie from hell. It's just amazing. No air conditioning. These people pick it up, go and find a nice hotel to stay with and eat whatever the hell they want to eat. Can you imagine? What in the heck is a cardboard box for somebody that weighs 200 or 300 pounds? I mean, I thought the Olympics are supposed to be something nice. Why are they making it horrendous? Well, because of the Green New Deal. I guarantee you, the people that are all for this, they're living in the most luxury places that you've ever imagined. They just want me and you to live in hell. No air. Can you imagine going to the Olympics? It get hot and you don't have any air conditioning to go to sleep at night. Now, back in the day, some older people could probably call and say, back in the day, we didn't have none. We just had ceiling fans. I get it. But because that was the times. You didn't think it was any hotter because you didn't think it was hotter because it wasn't hotter. You weren't told and fed lies like we've been fed for 40 years about the planet and all these young people become adults who believe in crazy. Gotta have meat. Gotta have protein. Okay? We gotta have fossil fuels. We gotta have coal and all these things. We need them. God gave them to us to use. They come right out the ground. They don't hurt anything. So yes, I'll go to the Olympics. I can't wait. My experience is I can't find a good piece of meat to eat. I got to sleep on a cardboard box in a room with no air conditioning. Sound like a fun trip, don't it, folks? Sound like the type of trip we would love to go on. But that's what they're trying to. I didn't watch all that rigmarole at the beginning, but I guarantee you, and I didn't see it. Somebody else might could let me know. Guaranteed they had green climate change crazy crap all over the opening ceremonies. I didn't see it. It's just a uneducated guess. So we got teams, several teams from different countries flying in their own chefs to come in and cook. I don't blame them. We've had plenty of athletes leave and go stay in hotels where they got air conditioning and food and a normal bed. I'd spend the money, too, if I had it. I'd be damned if I'd sit in and that crap. All this is based off the Green New Deal, folks. I'm just telling you. By the way, Air New Zealand scraps the promise to cut carbon emissions by 2030. Why? Too expensive. Okay? Not affordable. They backing away from the climate target. Folks, they better run away from the climate target. Run away from that crap. All that's a lie. Anyway, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden want to change the way we do the Supreme Court. I can promise you, it's to control everything they say and do. What a joke. I got John Kennedy's things from him, and some commercials dealing with Kamala and her records. So all that coming up as the program unfolds. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
It's fun.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. And it is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction number hotline. By the way, somebody reminded me, don't forget they canceled the swimming today because of the river is so polluted. It's just funny, the hypocrisy of this green, crazy, nutted up stuff, climate change craziness. It is so nuts. So when I read that thing about mental anguish, I thought, yeah, I got mental anguish for people buying into such a big lie. Gee whiz. So you got a swimming event and the river, and these people are way ahead of us on this climate craziness. Why is the river not clean? Should be spotless as long as they've been doing it. They shouldn't have any problems over there. All right. So Biden-Harris want to take the Supreme Court down and abolish it as an independent branch of government. They want to destroy status as a separate branch of governing, shielded from political pressure. They say this is so clearly unconstitutional what they're doing by changing the Constitution itself. It's a scheme, folks. It's a scheme to benefit them. Okay? It's a total scheme. And the Democrats, see, Democrats, and this is what people that vote for Democrats, you can't tell them because they're that stupid. They're going to vote for a Democrat. The Democrats want to do everything to control every bit of your life. They want to do it at the court level. They want to do it in your spiritual life. They want to do it in your food life. They want to do it in your working life. They want to control how many times you flush your commode. They want to control what kind of car you drive. That doesn't sound like a republic to me. That doesn't sound like a country that wants to be free. That's the Democrat Party. They want to own you. You don't believe me? Let's go look at this. Let's go look at the inner cities. You know, everything they're trying to do is to benefit themselves. Okay? They got to totally destroy the Constitution. They want to do that too. They want to protect themselves. Let's listen to see what John Kennedy said about the Supreme Court when they asked him, I think it was on Fox. Listen to this.
All right, President Biden has been talking about this revamp of the Supreme Court he wants to introduce at the LBJ Library today, a few minutes from now. He's saying we are going to figure out a way to get this done. Among his remarks is apparently saying what is happening now is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decisions, including those impacting personal freedoms. We now stand at a breach. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on what he makes of all of this. Senator, good to have you. What do you think?
Thank you. Well, a couple of thoughts. Number one, when President Biden's Supreme Court proposal gets to Capitol Hill, in my opinion, it's as dead as Woodrow Wilson. I don't think the House will even bring it up. I don't know of anyone who's taking it that seriously. Number two, I don't think President Biden's proposal is really President Biden's proposal. I think it's Vice President Kamala Harris's proposal. When the president announced it, she immediately endorsed it enthusiastically. I think she's asked him to take the lead so in case there's blowback, it doesn't get on her. Number three, the Biden-Harris proposal is not about the Supreme Court, in my opinion. It's about abortion. Particularly, Vice President Harris is very angry at the Supreme Court for saying abortion's not in the Constitution and sending the issue back to the people in the states. She supports a national rule, which basically says abortion on demand. A woman can have an abortion at any point, even up until the moment before birth. The Vice President, I think most Americans see abortion as the issue of abortion is trying to balance the rights of a woman and an unborn child. I think the vice president thinks that the unborn baby has no rights, none whatsoever. She's entitled to her opinion, but I don't think that's mainstream.
Yeah, and so he hit it on the head and something I've been telling y'all for a while. They use Biden to do all this stuff. And then they just blame Biden for it, and like Obama had nothing to do with it, and Kamala Harris had nothing to do with it. Kamala don't want to, she don't want to be blamed for anything, like at the border czar. Oh, that never made me the border czar. And so Kennedy's right, but this needs to be dead. This needs to be dead. They are so upset about the ruling on abortion. You know what's sad? We're still killing babies left and right. So we don't kill them in Louisiana, and all of a sudden there's something wrong with that? Killing a baby? Killing a baby from the time you get pregnant to the time the baby comes out? That's how radical they are. Most people that believe in abortion that I know, they don't want babies to be killed and at the end of the derm trimester. They don't. People need to really look at what you're voting for with the left. They're radical. They don't love this country. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Support local business.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. John Blanchard, my friends out there, go to MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Before I go back to the Supreme Court, Air New Zealand scraps promise to cut carbon emissions. Too hard and too costly. Something the reason Air New Zealand has abandoned a goal to cut its carbon emission by 2030, blaming a range of difficulties Tuesday for the decision. Delivery delays of fuel-efficient aircrafts and affordability of alternative jet fuels were the two keys. The move makes it the first major carrier to back away from such climate targets. They ought to back away from every one of them. All this stuff is overpriced, but that doesn't make me mad as the lie of the big process. Folks, I'm not wrong on this. You can get mad at me. You can say whatever you want. I'm not wrong on this. I've never been 100% right on something in my life. I'm 100% right on this climate stuff that they're pushing down our throat. I just, I just watched the Olympics where no air conditioning, no food, no meat. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Make us all wusses before it's over. The Biden administration, and it's the Harris administration, or whatever you want to call it, Biden-Harris, the Supreme Court is a political runaround, folks. Look, they want everybody mad at the Supreme Court because of abortion. It's sad to say this, but the Republicans have a 6-3 advantage in the Supreme Court, and we're not winning every decision. I don't know what the hell they want. It's kind of sad when your party, everything about your party is killing a baby. I mean, how sick and sad is that? Everything that you push is about killing a baby, for God's sakes. And that's what people are going to vote for, to be able to kill a baby. The Supreme Court has 6 Republicans. Now they want to revamp it. You think, let me ask y'all a question. If Harris, Biden, Obama, name them all, if the Democrats were up 6-3 on the Supreme Court, just asking, do you think they would want to change what the Supreme Court's doing? No. They wouldn't even be talking about this, folks. They really would not even be talking about this. They're talking about it because it's 6-3 Republicans. But I don't count John Roberts as a Republican. There's nobody more leftist than John Roberts. Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, those, I worry about them sometimes. You know? Folks, it's the violation of the separation of powers, and this is unconstitutional. This is an assault by the left on the Supreme Court. I don't agree with a lot of what the Supreme Court agrees on. I don't. I don't, but you know what? I don't think the Supreme Court should be God either. Let me tell you what they're worried about and why they want to change it. If Joe Biden wins, if Donald Trump wins, that's what they're worried about. Everything they're doing, folks, if you really watch the left, okay, they're smart politically. Everything they're doing is setting up stuff in the future. Everything they're doing, they know that up the road they can win. They can, if Donald Trump wins and he replaces another leftist kook on the Supreme Court with another Republican, they're going to lose their mind. So what they want to do is get a hold of it, get a grip of it. They want to be able to control it. That's what I'm trying to tell people. If they would look at what the Democrats are talking about doing and what they do to people, they control your lives. They keep talking about Trump's going to take away the democracy. I don't want to be a damn democracy anyway. I want to be a republic. Trump had 4 years to do it. Why didn't he do it? He can't do that. It's the left that's doing that. They're using the climate to do it. They're running up our debt to do it. They're opening the borders to do it. Chaos. That's how they operate. They already control so many federal judges, it's not even funny. Biden appointed more federal judges and got them approved than Trump ever did. Those are all, they're not left-leaning, they're left wackos. They want to control everything. They love the inner cities. They love where they got blacks and people in the inner city. They control and use them. Vote for me. We'll give you some food stamps. We'll give you Medicaid. Hell, you're not gonna prosper like that. They don't care what happens in the inner city. Just like they don't care what happens in the border. If your kid got raped or your kid died from fentanyl, Democrats don't care. Remember, they want to kill babies. You think they care if somebody come across and rape your 12-year-old? Or kill your husband or wife? I don't care. If you don't care about an innocent baby in a womb, you're never going to care if somebody comes over here and brings fentanyl and kills your kids. And I've ran into too many already that lost kids because of fentanyl. Coming across that border because Joe Biden and Harris, the border czar, they just allow it. They don't care. They want to control everything they can control. Things like that, they could care less. They want America to look like Venezuela in inner cities. You realize in Venezuela and China, there are certain people that live a lavish lifestyle and everybody else are peasants? They don't care. Their kids aren't getting raped. Their kids aren't going dying because of fentanyl. Illegals don't matter to them. They got so much money, they don't care. That's why they want to control the Supreme Court, folks. Just like they want to control talk radio, they want to control it all. Just like Obama said, we need about two or three news sources. That's it. That's the facts. Because they can control that. So I don't like talk radio, Fox, Newsmax, or anything else. Breitbart, they don't like anybody like that. They want to control everything, and they want to control you. And they keep telling, we want you to be free, go be the best you can be. And we're going to help you get there. We're going to give you reparations. We're going to give you money. We're going to give you health care. We're going to give you. If they give you everything, they own your rear end is what happens. And then your country is a nothing burger. See, all this debt, go ask Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Biden and Harris about debt. They don't care about the debt. They're going to affect them. They can afford a $10 bottle of Coke. You can't and I can't, but they can. It doesn't affect the rich. The billionaires are mostly Democrats now. They just want to control everybody's lives. That's what this Green New Deal climate change, which is a hoax, a total lie. That's how they're going to control your lives. Look at the Olympics. All these countries are having to fly in chefs and move out of the Olympic Village in their cardboard beds and no air conditioning. Why? Why? Because this is what they set up for them to do. Kamala Harris is going to be the worst of all. By far the worst. So when we get back, I got Kennedy calling a ding-dong. By the way, Neil Cavuto, who's a little lib himself, got all upset. Bailey calling John a racist because he called a ding-dong. I think that's the nicest description of Kamala Harris I've ever heard in my life. Ding-dong. Got that, and I got some commercial ads that kind of run it against Kamala. We'll play all that when we get back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can build your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Why do the Nationals?
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James, Tax Reduction Hotline. And by the way, I didn't get to some stuff yet. I got Scott McKay's going to join us at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk a little bit about Mark Morial stuck his bee head in here. He used to be the horrible mayor in New Orleans going after Landry. You know, I told y'all New Orleans used to be the 17th biggest city in the country. Now it's 53rd. He was part of that getting him to 53. So I got him on a little bit about the mayor's race in Baton Rouge as well, which is a big deal. Also, Dr. Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation will join us at 10:30. So I'm looking forward to visiting with him about all the stuff going on politically. And tomorrow we're going to do a special program. We'll be at Dino's Pizza on Bertrand. And as you know, and I know the devil's advocate put this all over the place, but there was an officer that got killed. Lafayette Police Department Senior Captain Sigas Jolivet, I hope I'm saying that right, was killed last in line of duty, left his bride and five children. And they're doing a big fundraiser at Dino's Pizza and Prejean's. Well, tomorrow they're going to, it is tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to give 15% of all the sales at his restaurants. And so a friend of mine, my car czar, said, man, you know what, you ought to go do your program over there on Wednesday. And because the radio station agreed to do it, these remotes cost money. Radio station agreed to let me go do it. So I'm going to go over there. We're going to do a regular program, but I have a few guests on in and out talking about the police officer that was gunned down by a thug. And so we just wanted to give you all an opportunity to hear the story. You can also donate money. I normally don't do much of this stuff. I probably ought to do it all the time. I wish I could help every police officer, every downed soldier, all that. It's just an opportunity to go do it this time, and so I'm going to take advantage of it and go do it. So we're going to be on the road a little bit. I say on the road about 2 minutes from a studio. That is tomorrow, and I got a few of the officers to come by and talk about his life. I know my buddy Clay Young, who's been a friend of me for a long time in Baton Rouge, has worked with the police officers in that area. He works with them probably still now. They raise money and do different things for people. And I thought about old Clay when I was doing this because I know he's done this many, many times. But I just thought for once, you know, we could try to go help somebody. And I love the opportunity. We've done this time over time, but this is one of those things I said, you know what? Let's go do it. This ain't about the restaurant. This ain't about, surely ain't about me, but it's about the officer. And so hopefully y'all can listen to the story tomorrow and get an opportunity to hear it tomorrow. So looking forward to doing that. All righty, John Kennedy. By the way, Neil Cavuto was mad at Kennedy because John Kennedy called Kamala Harris a ding-dong. He kind of made it sound like he was a racist for saying that. She is a ding-dong. That's the nicest thing I've heard him ever say about Kamala Harris. So anyway, here's John Kennedy. It's about 30 seconds. Listen to Kennedy.
Alex Castellanos, one of the brightest political commentators I know, and he's made the point that the burden on the vice president is to prove to the American people that she's a serious person. Margaret Thatcher didn't giggle. Golda Meir didn't giggle. When you look at the polls, fair or not, many Americans, and again, this may not be fair, but I'm just telling you what the polls show. Many Americans think that the vice president is a little bit of a ding-dong.
A little bit. That's who they're running for president, by the way. So anyway, and by the way, they're having hearings right now. Clay Higgins, who's a congressman right here in the state of Louisiana and the area I live in, is on that committee that's questioning, the Secret Service right now. And they getting after him pretty good. I hadn't seen Clay come up. If he comes up during the program and I can ease on to it, we probably will listen to it. But they're working on the Secret Service guy pretty good right now. All right, I'm going to play a couple other clips. Here's commercials they're going to be running on Kamala Harris. Now, look, I'm going to play this walk. You can probably turn it up a little bit so you can listen to some of I'm talking about things she has said and the things she stand for. Like, example, in all this montage of stuff, it talks about allowing illegals to be citizens. It talked about decriminalizing illegals. It talks about getting rid of defunding the police. It talks about allowing criminals to go back into the streets. It talks about criminals voting. It just goes on and on and on and on. Let's see if you can do that. I hope it's a clean cut. Here we go.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her abilities.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime across the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE. Yeah. Is that a position you agree with? And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
The food pyramid. What people
yes.
Are
yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bombers, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
All right. Before we go to the next one, Walker, let me just give my little rundown. No personal insurance. She don't think anybody ought to have personal insurance. Now, of course, she thinks she ought to have personal insurance. She thinks nobody ought to have personal insurance. Okay? Sex convictions. People, sex perverts and murderers. We should have that conversation should they be able to vote. But just that, when you think of liberal, don't think of this woman. You got to go way further than some liberal. I love a liberal. I hate somebody that's the radical. I love a liberal compared to somebody like this. No fossil fuels, get rid of them. What about their job? They can find transition or something else. Undocumented people, when they ask about raising their hands, it should be a civil case, not a criminal. She said it ought to be a civil case. In other words, when they come across here and we find them, we just find them. We don't send them back. We don't put them in jail. It's just over and over again. All right, one more little run. This is a little cleaner, but let me play it and see what you think.
An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal.
These are God's children. These aren't just throwaways.
Your immigrant status, whatever it is, does not, in our mind's eye, designate you as a criminal.
I support our sanctuary law.
Abolish ICE.
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
It is wrong to deport 11 million people.
Deal with the problem. We have 11 million people here who need a pathway to citizenship.
Finally fixing our system so that we can give people a path to citizenship.
I am not for a wall.
A wall should not be confused with border security.
To suggest that we have to build a wall because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross a border.
Is the situation to any degree a result of signaling from the Biden administration?
No, the answer is no. Kamala Harris is inspiring.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical.
She's prepared right now to do this job. She's prepared to be commander-in-chief.
And yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical.
That's good. Maybe I am radical. You think? Sanctuary cities. She's for sanctuary cities. Pathway to citizenship for 11 million. It's probably 40 million when the truth is not. I'm just telling you. Folks, there's so much information. Even the James Carville, who I have no respect for, says she's getting ready to get beat up. She better be ready. Well, you can beat her up. You can beat her up with her own words. You beat her up with her own words. Everything she says, she stands for. You know they're trying to run away from a record right now? You realize the media is trying to hide Kamala Harris's record? Folks, why do people vote for people like that? Airhead, ding-dong, whatever name you want to use. You don't want this, a person like this, nowhere near the federal government. I guarantee you in China, they fall in our laps and say, let's get this chick elected. Man, let's get her elected. Wow, are we getting ready to take the United States of America down with a woman like this? Unbelievable. But no different than Joe Biden. You know, one of them's got a problem and the other one really is just like the other one. Policies are exactly the same. When we get back, Scott McKee. We'll be right back.
Do you crave
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. A more blunt assessment from the Secret Service about the Trump assassination attempt. I'm Dave Anthony.
This was an attack on our democracy.
Democratic Senator Gary Peters at the start of another hearing probing security lapses at the former president's rally.
Nothing's going to change until somebody loses their job.
So Republican Senator Lindsey Graham might have liked hearing this from new acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe Jr.
I identified gaps in our security on July 13th and have implemented corrective actions.
And Rowe says after taking over, he went to the site of the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania.
I went to the roof of the AGR building where the assailant fired shots, and I laid in a prone position to evaluate his line of sight. What I saw made me ashamed.
Saying he cannot defend why that roof was not secured. A sniper ended up killing the gunman right after he grazed the former president and killed a Trump rally attendee and wounded two others. As the FBI keeps investigating Thomas Crook's motive, Deputy Director Paula Bate just testified they believe they found a social media account.
There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
In England, a third child has died the day after a mass stabbing that injured 10 others.
They were attending a Taylor Swift-themed summer dance party in Southport in northwest England. The singer posting on social media that she's shocked by what she calls the horrendous trauma. The suspect is a 17-year-old boy whose name isn't being disclosed under English law.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. There's been more rocket attacks from Lebanon and Israel, where another civilian's been killed. Days after the Hezbollah rocket attack killed 12 children in the Golan Heights, Israel's vowed to retaliate. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. You can always email me, moon at moongriffon.com. All righty. Scott McKay of the Hayrod joins us. Scott, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I was yesterday, and I'm glad I waited. I had a piece to do on that great mayor of New Orleans, former mayor, which, by the way, in 1970, New Orleans was the 17th biggest city in the United States. It is now the 53rd biggest city. And I think Moriel's tenure there helped him get pushed back. Yet he comes into town with this Urban League, far-left organization. He throws grenades at Jeff Landry, and then he gets the hell out of here. I guess he don't like the city he helped build, did he?
Well, I mean, what he doesn't like is Republicans. I mean, Mark Morial is one of the most vicious partisan Democrats there is. And, you know, the Urban League actually used to be kind of an old-school liberal organization. This was back, you know, when liberal policies, and by liberal, I don't mean leftist. I mean, on the right, we make a lot of mistakes when we conflate the two, and they're separate things. When I talk about liberal, I'm talking about like the Daniel Patrick Moynihan, John Kennedy, or John F. Kennedy, you know, liberal things where, you know, they had kind of big government programs, but they came about them from a not totally dissimilar value set than conservatives. You know, they just tried stuff that wasn't going to work, and then they proved it didn't work. And that's one of the reasons why you don't have as many liberals. The Urban League used to be a liberal organization. Like, actually, Barry Goldwater, believe it or not, was a member of the Urban League. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, kind of well-meaning, do-gooder type organization. Mark Morial has turned it into a communist organization.
Radical as hell, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, this is every dumb left-wing idea that's tried out in American cities, all the globalist, you know, Build Back Better, Green New Deal stuff, all of that stuff he has embraced wholeheartedly, while at the same time kind of styling himself in that organization as sort of a, you know, competitor to the NAACP, mm-hmm. which is not what the Urban League was supposed to be. So, you know, and everybody knows this. Everybody has seen what he's done to that organization. It's less relevant now than it's ever been before. And last year, they decided that they were going to throw in with the Advocate and Channel 4 in New Orleans to put on a gubernatorial debate. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff Landry was like, I'm not going to do that. You know, like, he had, first of all, I don't know that Jeff had any interest in doing a debate that the Advocate was putting on. But when they teamed up with the Urban League to put it on, it was a total, you know, no-brainer.
And by the way, that was smart. That was smart of Jeff to say, man, the hell with that. I don't blame him.
Well, and it wasn't just Jeff. I mean, the state GOP was the first one out of the gate saying, you know, you got to all of the Republican candidates, y'all shouldn't participate in anything that the Urban League is putting together because, you know, that's not a good faith organization. But, you know, the other Republicans, they needed as much airtime as they could get, so they went and did it. Landry didn't. The debate was a joke. If you'll remember, that was the debate where they kept asking Sean Wilson questions about abortion, you know, because it was like the whole thing was this big liberal confab or leftist confab, and all the other Republicans are sitting there watching Sean Wilson try to squirm out of the abortion question. And they kept, you know, they kept bringing it back up. And so the first 30 minutes of the hour was all talking about abortion, which is not an issue. And like we were all sitting there laughing at it because it was a disaster for Wilson. And I think these guys are trying to help him get the left wing vote. So it's just not enough of it to stop Landry from winning in the primary. So this thing was a mess. The whole thing was a joke. Everybody was laughing at the Urban League after that. And Mark Morial did not forget the embarrassment of that. So they had a confab last week and he's speaking at it, and he couldn't help himself but to trash Landry you know, every way he could, while he's bringing out this laundry list of things that the Urban League is for. And really, from what I could see of this speech, I mean, spent half of it talking about DEI, which, you know, does Landry a favor. Trash Landry and then talk about DEI that everybody hates. And all, I mean, Jeff doesn't have to say anything. He could just shrug his shoulders and say, yeah, that's what Mark Morial thinks of me, you know.
I thought it was horrible. I read what he said, and he goes after Jeff. He doesn't even live here. Somebody put him up to, had to put him up to the ignorance that was coming out of his mouth. That's my opinion on it. It had to be... Somebody put it up to say what he said, because I don't think he knows anything about what's going on in state
Louisiana. Well, that's entirely right. But I mean, you know, it's not hard to put those talking points together if you're on the left, right? I mean, you know, they're really angry about the Ten Commandments being in classrooms across the state. You know, these are all people that claim to be Christians.
Yep.
And yet they can't understand the value of people getting exposed to the Ten Commandments. You know, that doesn't quite ring true. And, you know, Morial's all mad about the criminal justice stuff that Landry and the legislature did, you know, most of which will keep the streets a little safer for people that the Urban League claims as its constituents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but once again, and this is like a common theme with all of these left-wing Democrats, they don't see law-abiding people who live in bad neighborhoods as their constituents. They see the criminals who make those neighborhoods bad as their constituents. And, you know, some time ago, these guys decided that they could get more votes by aligning with the scumbags than they could aligning with regular people.
That's amazing. Amazes me too, because a lot of these shootings and killings and all the stuff that are going on are happening in the black areas. So you got somebody like Landry, or somebody comes along who wants to help, and you got people like Morial who drove New Orleans into the ground, You got people like that don't want that to happen. It's like, we don't want to clean up anything here. We don't. In other words, we don't want to help our people. What?
Well, there's a certain cynicism here, which is that if you do the things that will make a city thriving and prosperous, the people in that city will inevitably begin to see politics differently. Right? If you go from poor or, you know, working class at a really low wage to making enough money that you can now buy a house, start a family, you know, get a nice car, you know, and sort of have some social mobility move up in the world. The mentality of that middle class person is totally different than the mentality of the hand to mouth, you know, government assistance or low wage, poor working class people. totally different. The middle class person wants low taxes and, you know, provide me government services, but give me the basics and leave me alone other than that. That's the middle class mentality.
But you see, think about it, though. They're able to get away with it. The people that want to help you are not the people that claim to help you, never help you, and you don't realize that they're not helping you. They're hurting you.
Well,
Marc Morial has hurt more people than he's helped. And what I mean by that is, with his policies, they're driving decent, hardworking people that are, especially blacks, that are trying to do everything they can to make it, and their policies are causing the problems.
Well, Moon, I call this weaponized governmental failure. Okay, and what this is about is middle class people, like I said, they want the basics, like they want value for their tax dollars. Take the pothole money and fill the potholes, right? Take the education money and give us good schools. Take the police money and make sure we got a good police force that stops crime, all right? What these guys have figured, and Morial is one of them, you could go to any big city and see the progression of this, is they figured a while back that, you know, if we stop doing those basic things in a serviceable manner, what happens is the middle class people will pick up and move to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And the electorate that gives us is government dependent and radical, with a small skim of rich people on top who are more than happy to pay a la carte for all these social services. And we will never lose an election again, which is why, you know, and it wasn't like there weren't any Republicans in New Orleans to speak of when Marc Morial was mayor. But I mean, you can't even get 10% for a Republican candidate in New Orleans now. And this thing has gone, you know, progressively worse with each mayor that New Orleans has had. Yep. Because they don't spend the pothole money on potholes. They steal it, right? They don't spend the sewage and water board, gets $1 billion to put in new pumps, and they get the same pumps that were there in 1920, right?
Yep.
That's not an accident. It's not incompetence. They realize that if they actually do the things you're supposed to do to run a city, you're going to have a competitive electorate, because the middle class people are going to move in and turn the place into a growing, prosperous joint. Look at New York City. If you're a Democrat, Rudy Giuliani being mayor of that city was the worst thing that could have ever happened. And after Giuliani, they had Michael Bloomberg, who, you know, styled himself a Democrat, but ran the city pretty much the way Giuliani did. And all of these people missed out on a generation of swag out of New York City. They took back control of the place, and what have they done to New York?
Yep, good point. Let me take a break, Scott McKay. We come back. I want to bring you to an interesting mayor's race that's shaping up in Baton Rouge, and our old former football coach. Could he make the difference? We'll talk about that. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Scott McKay, my special guest from the Hayride. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company. Solar Louisiana.
Want to remodel your...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Scott McKay, my special guest, Dr. Kevin Roberts with the Heritage Foundation will join us, come out the next break. All right, Scott, twist in the mayor's race. Figured that was over. Coming to win. Maybe Ted James is going to win. And all of a sudden, a guy shows up that's very well liked. That is been around people his whole life, dealt with kids, people's kids his whole life, and his former coach, and not only at Redemptorist, maybe still coach, Sid Edwards. Talk a little bit about what's the dynamics of Sid getting in this race.
Well, so there have been several of us for months that have been trying to convince one of the Republican politicos in Baton Rouge to get into the mayor's race with zero success. Okay. Like the one that I really, really, really wanted to see get in was Garrett Graves, mm-hmm. because he was available and would have been, you know, easily elected and could have had a great opportunity to do some good. That didn't happen. And, you know, a number of others that had some prospects, you know, just would not bite on the thing. And so, you know, you get to the last day of qualifying a week and a half ago. And, you know, the Republicans figured, well, we're really going to be stuck with basically a choice between Sharon Broom and Ted James, which is literally the rock and the hard place. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Sid Edwards, who is a legendary high school football coach in Baton Rouge, who built the program at Redemptorist High School and won a couple of state championships and was actually named the National High School Coach of the Year by the NFL for what he did at Redemptorist. At a time when the school was about, you know, going out of business, pulled that off and then built the athletic program at Central High School, essentially, and is now the head coach at Estruma, goes and qualifies. Like, you know, I don't think anybody recruited him to get in the race. It's just, you know, God told him to do it, so he did it. Yep. And all of a sudden, we've actually got a viable Republican candidate who I think can win. And I'll tell you why, okay? First of all, especially with Broom and James, who are a couple of not quite identical leftist Democrat politicians, but pretty close. Ted James is actually further to the left than Sharon Broom. Which makes it ridiculous that some of the Republican money has lined up behind James.
By the way, real quick, I know when the McKnight guy that was going to run the Public Service Commission backed out, he said he's going to help Ted James win the election. And I thought, wow, is he really serious still about that?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say anything too bad about McKnight. I know that there is this sentiment of, you know, whatever it takes, we've got to get Broom out of there, which is not wrong. Okay. There is a less of an appreciation than there should be for how bad Ted James actually is, mm-hmm. Which is something that over the next, you know, 99 days or so, I'm sure we're going to vet out. But, you know, the whole thing is there were a bunch of people that jumped in on James's campaign in order to try to get rid of Broom that, you know, now they don't have to do that. The thing to remember is 4 years ago, you had three Republicans who were, quote unquote, major candidates in that race. One was Steve Carter, one was Matt Watson, and one was Jordan Piazza. Between them, they combined for 43% of the vote. Mm. So that's about what you can expect from sort of a typical Republican candidate. You know, Carter made the runoff. He got 43% of the vote in the general on a pretty listless general election campaign. And then, you know, you kind of found out why. Three weeks after that election, he was dead of COVID. What we haven't had in Baton Rouge is a Republican candidate with some charisma or an interesting personal story. It's all been kind of, you know, local politicians that people knew who they were and, you know, whatever, right? Now you've got a guy who has a unbelievable personal story. I mean, has affected, you know, hundreds, thousands of families in Baton Rouge in a positive way. The message that he preaches to high school kids on, you know, it's not even really a football message. It's a message about character and life and, you know, and doing the right thing, and builds winning organizations like everywhere he goes. You know, we were joking, like, Sid Edwards is the only guy on the ballot for mayor that can actually make the claim that he's good at his job.
Scott, I got to go because of time, man. We're going to have you back on this, okay?
Well, have Sid on
soon. I will.
Soon
we will. I got his number.
Blow your mind.
I got his number.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. All right, we got to go. When you think about how you spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Julia owed the
like. This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Well, it's an honor to have Dr. Kevin Roberts joining us from the Heritage Foundation. Man, it's been a while. I know you've been busy, but it's so glad to have you. You haven't watched any good Olympics opening ceremonies lately, have you?
Not a single minute of that nonsense, my friend. And, you know, in better news, it's always good to be with you.
You know, I had to throw that out there, Kevin.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that one, but the answer is honest. In fact, at our staff meeting yesterday morning at Heritage, I said, do me a favor and don't watch that terrible stuff, which is bad because we've got some great American athletes who aren't responsible for that.
No, I understand. It's just a shame. You know, that was a company, if you didn't see this, called CSpire. And they out of Mississippi. It's a tech and telecommunication company out of Ridgeland, Mississippi. I just want to show you something I think a lot of people should have done. They said, we were shocked by the mockery of the Last Supper during the opening ceremonies by Paris. CSpire would be pulling all advertisements. I just thought that took guts in the middle of all this worldwide advertisement to say, you know what, we out. And they are pulling for the Olympians. Like you are, and they are, but they just let people know we're not putting up with that mess. And I just, you know, we don't have people stand up a lot like that, Kevin, and y'all do, and I just thought that was pretty big of them.
No, that's good to hear, and we need more people doing that, yeah. And ultimately, and you know this, your audience knows this, there are a lot more people with common sense in this country and in this world than not. It's just that the people who don't have it seem to get a lot of airtime.
Well, they get a lot of airtime, and for some reason, we allow them to get to powerful positions, and that's what hurts us. And by the way, like I said, I got so many directions I can go with you. I did have you guys on with 2025. They did a wonderful job, Project 2025. I just wanted to let you know that they came in and explained everything. And the thing about it is, if somebody goes to y'all website on the Heritage Foundation website and see what Project 2025 is all about, it's about having a responsibility in government and watching how we spend it. What is wrong with that?
It's so disgusting what the left has done. And the same people who are mischaracterizing those plans, which aren't really just about Heritage, as you know, but they basically reflect the entire center-right politically in this country. These are the same people who told us that Joe Biden was fine. They're the same people who tell us that Kamala Harris, who was appointed border czar, is no longer border czar. In other words, whatever the left is saying, just believe 180 degrees the opposite. And ultimately, what Project 2025 is about is actually devolving power from Washington to places like Louisiana and normal people along the Gulf Coast. Interestingly, one last point in this response, Moon, we just saw a poll come out that the Daily Caller covered last night about the specific tenets of Project 2025, and they're overwhelmingly popular with people because they are common sense.
You know, now it's a push to basically abolish, I call it abolish the Supreme Court. And I looked at it, it's an election year, it's 6 Republicans versus 3 Democrats. And I guarantee you when I make this comment, you're going to agree with it. If you don't, I'm going to be shocked. The Supreme Court, even with a 6-3, we get disappointed in some of the decisions they made. Do you think they would want to abolish the Supreme Court if it was 6-3 Democrats right now?
Well, of course not. So no surprise. I don't disagree with you on that. You know, on that point, I should say, though, I think it's a really interesting dynamic. You know that basically what I do for a living is read between the lines. Mm-hmm. And if you read between the lines on this, this is President Biden's baby. Mm-hmm. It's not the Harris campaign's baby. And what's going to happen is, because Biden is so interested in his legacy, this Supreme Court overhaul idea that he has is going to boomerang on his vice president politically. Between that, between the fact that more than 10 million people have crossed our southern border illegally since those two have been in power, between the fact that when you and I and your audience go to fill up our cars and trucks and go to the grocery stores, inflation is high. This election is still very winnable for the common sense guys. They just need to spend a lot more time talking about the issues that are really driving people to vote the right way.
Yeah, my frustration with it is that you've got people who vote for that D and will not worry what that person that's standing behind that D is willing to do to our country. The other thing I notice is that the left always projects on us what they do. I mean, Trump was president for 4 years. Did he take away Social Security? What did he do wrong? And I'm not saying he did everything right, but what did he do so wrong that would make you think he wants to get rid of everything in our country and be a dictator? He didn't do that. It was them who are trying to do that. And the Supreme Court thing is proving what I've always said. Watch what they do, not what they say, because it's totally two different things.
No, you've said that for years, and you've heard me compliment you about this before. But you know, when we were living in Lafayette, which of course is home, and listening to your show, you were one of the first people to say that. I mean, many years ago now, that if you want to understand what the left is really doing, understand what they're saying about us on the political right. And I can't think of a better example of this than the last month. Since that debate with Biden, they have told us that we're responsible for all of these terrible things that they, in fact, are mm-hmm. responsible for. And so this is the advice I would give people. Stop listening to them. You know, don't pay attention to the mainstream news. They're just lying to you. It's all a cabal between big government and big corporations. Listen to shows like this. Even if I weren't the president of Heritage, I'd encourage people to follow what we're doing, follow what so many great organizations are doing. And in other words, trust your gut instincts mm-hmm. about this. This is still a great country. The majority of people are common sense. And tell your family and friends to get over the mean tweets from President Trump when he was on Twitter, because his policy achievements speak for themselves.
Yeah, and that's what people need to be voting on. Dr. Kevin Roberts, my special guest, Heritage Foundation. He's the president, heads up the Heritage Foundation. I guess some of this stuff, because you're so involved in battling it, it's got to make you roll your eyes and just trip out. Now, I'm going to tell you, when President Trump agreed, and look, I like Trump, and President Trump, he's just a bulldog. He's just a fighter. I get it. But when he took the debate with Biden, I called it then, that day. I said, don't do that. You don't want to debate him now. This is June. Don't debate him now. And ever since the debate, I'm not saying he made a mistake. I think they made a mistake even debating the guy, because now everybody saw what Biden really is. And I think the Democrats and the Hollywood elite left made a decision. Let's put him on stage. Trust me, people would be calling for him to step aside. And I think that started it all. They'd have never debating. They probably would have came up with something else. Was that a mistake? I don't know if it was a mistake, but that's what I called it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you necessarily, but President Trump was right to challenge Biden anywhere, anytime to a debate. And so I think that was right. That call was good. But, you know, for a year, I've been saying publicly that there's a long time plan for the Democrats to replace Biden. And so where you're right is that debate played into that plan, because the left needed people to see that Biden actually wasn't as competent and capable as they had been saying. But I will also say this, it sort of goes back to the two previous point I made about and nothing against daily news shows like yours, but people need to step out of the news cycle that the left creates and realize that this is a much longer term thing. Mm-hmm. It's still only late July. All of the fundamentals of this election point to a conservative win. We've got to run like we're 5 or 10 points behind, which I can tell you firsthand the Trump campaign is. But I look forward to a debate that's fairly moderated between President Trump and Vice President Harris, because that's going to be a lot of fun. So if, in fact, that was a mistake, I think he can make up for it.
Oh, no. I don't mean it was a mistake and that they changed the vote. I just think that started the rally. I didn't want it to happen. I just wanted to wait because I knew what the guy had, and he had nothing in the tank. And I just think if it was exposed in September, people would go, oh, now you got a problem. But I don't mind him running against Kamala Harris. I think Biden is way out there, but this lady is further out than him. And so that's going to make a big difference. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back and wrap up with you. Dr. Kevin Roberts, always a pleasure to have him on. Heads up the Heritage Foundation. We'll take a break and be back. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, They're good.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed Early Bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two cars, two winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. PICU, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you could win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation, two cars, two winners giveaway. Dream big.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Come in and try the good one.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Dr. Kevin Roberts when we can steal a few minutes of his time. He heads up the Heritage Foundation, but he's an old Louisiana boy. I'm going to just call him old Louisiana boy because that's who you are. You've been watching this and for a long time, presidential elections and things of that. Normally, when you look at the economy, an economy's got some major problems, inflation being one of them. Usually when a Democrat that's been in office with the president and they're running, they usually would get demolished. You know, that's how much we've changed since the 80s to today. Normally, that was the gigantic issue. And if you really look at the economy, look at inflation, look at the debt, look at all the stuff that's happening, most people would automatically vote for somebody new to come in. Even back when Barack Obama came in, you know, we had the big stock market fall and all that stuff, and people jumped on a bandwagon. Do you think when it's said and done, that will go back to be some of the key issues of who will win president?
You know, two things. First of all, I think you're right that it doesn't seem to be as profound as it was, say, in the 1980 election, you know, where President Carter done such a terrible job. Actually, a lot of close parallels between his presidency and Carter's. But if you think about it and you see this sharpening messaging from the Trump-Vance campaign even today, there's a real focus on the problems at the border with the lawlessness there, the lack of the rule of law, the lack of a border. That's connected to public safety problems. Mm-hmm. The vice president is particularly vulnerable. And it's also connected to these economic issues. And so the border issue and the economic issues have flipped one and two as the top issues that concern the electorate. Mm-hmm. This is the point, Moon. In spite of the lies that will be told at the DNC in a few weeks, when we get past Labor Day, when a larger percentage of the electorate will be paying attention to this policy contrast, sure, I think you're going to see the persistence of this issue. The economy really is that bad. There are only two groups of people, to sum up here, who believe the economy is okay. People with graduate degrees from college and or people who are top 20% wage earners. Everybody else voting in this election believes the economy is on the wrong track. Yeah. And so I think as long as the Trump campaign does its job and prosecutes that case, I think that they're going to not only win, but probably win pretty handily.
Yeah, they can't really make this overcomplicated. And that's what you're saying, keep it simple. Remember when James Carville was talking, you know, this economy is stupid. That was a simple message. I think Trump's message needs to be simple. You know, I see McDonald's just admitted to it that his food's too expensive now. And, you know, when you think of McDonald's, I don't care what anybody does, icon, a drive through, pick up something cheap, eat, and you're done. And now they're saying their food's expensive. They didn't even – their Q4 report on what they're doing financially was not good. So I'm just saying that kind of stuff is table book issues, table issues that really make a difference. And I do agree with you that I don't think everybody's focusing on it. Yeah, I am. You are. People that follow this stuff all the time. But the average person is not yet.
Not yet. And of course, that will happen. It'll probably happen after Labor Day, which is one of the truisms of politics. But it's a truism because it also is true. This is how I think this campaign should be run. And I'm seeing more evidence of this in the last few days. And just coming from a policy conservative, right? Forget attacks on Kamala Harris's personality. The optics are that she's likable and charming. I don't think that's the case behind the scenes, but the vast majority of Americans don't care about that because they're so worried about the economy. They're so worried about the border. They're so worried about public safety. That's the case that needs to be made against her as vice president, as the former attorney general of California. That case is a slam dunk. And so if there is real messaging discipline and, you know, knowing both President Trump and Senator Vance well personally, I know they're capable of this. This also is the kind of thing that can galvanize, I think, you know, 55% of the electorate to not only vote for them, but to vote conservative up and down the ballot.
J.D. Vance, Senator Vance is a VP pick. Can you talk a little bit about him? I've only know what I've read, so I don't have any personal. I don't know of anybody that knows him. I only know what I read. Can you just give us a little idea of who Mr. Vance is?
Yeah, I know him well. I've gotten to know him in his 2 years that he's been up here. Basically, my arrival in D.C. has coincided with his. And the most important thing that I can say, especially knowing your audience well and knowing you well, he's just a normal dude. And so the reason they're trying to paint him as something other than that is because he's so normal. He's very serious about his faith. He's got a wonderful wife and young children. He is in this business of politics because he cares about this country, and he cares so much about the country that he served as a Marine veteran in the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. You probably have seen, maybe even read the book Hillbilly Elegy and the movie about that. J.D. Vance would say that while he did have to pull himself up from his bootstraps, he was able to do that because of the love of his grandmother, the love of family and friends. That's a story that resonates with just about anyone in America. It's the quintessential American dream story, but I think it really resonates with people in your audience because we understand as folks who sometimes are forgotten by the elites in Washington and New York, that it's nice to have people who get it. And I would say that J.D. Vance is a perfect selection personally, politically, temperamentally for President Trump. And really, really, just as speaking as a friend here, really look forward to him not just being vice president, but being someone the country gets to know, because the more you know J.D., the more you love him.
So let's just hypothetically and hopefully Trump's president, Mike Johnson stays the speaker. He's a friend of yours as well as mine. And the Senate turns over this debt. Ooh, can this be stopped, Kevin? I mean, can we really stop the spending without every? Because if they stop spending and we start going the other way, the media is going to make it sound like they're such bad people. But we have become such a dependent country on the federal government because nobody cares. I just don't think they see the future at all. I look at it from a different set of eyes. Running up this kind of debt, Kevin, is and the inflation that we have and can blow up on us like we've never seen. And I don't want to go through a Great Depression. I don't. I don't even want to go through another recession. But is it any way that they, if they get all this, that they can stop the craziness of the spending?
I don't think they're going to have a choice because, as you and I have talked about this year, this cataclysm is coming unless we do something about it. And I do think the answer is yes. I had lunch with Speaker Johnson last week, and to his credit, he's been really focused on a plan that gets us out of this spending. Keep in mind, our national debt just yesterday crossed the $35 trillion threshold.
Yep.
If we get a Republican leader in the Senate who really plays ball on spending, someone like Senator Cornyn or my really good friend Rick Scott, and President Trump and Vice President Vance can count on the leadership of both of those chambers to be focused on a spending plan that reduces spending, but that this is very important, where you message to the American people, you're going to hear all this kind of nonsense from the radical left. These are the same people who told you all these lies about Biden and Harris and Trump, et cetera. What we're telling you is this country will cease to exist, not just as a world power, but just as a coherent republic if we don't get our hands around this. I think that's a message that can be won, because right now, you and I and your audience are paying for that every time we go to the gas pump and to the grocery store.
Yeah, and I'm worried to see what they're going to do for October 1st, so we're going to have another contingency plan where we just start spending money. That's one of my biggest concerns right now. And, of course, I keep hearing there's a plan to get illegals to leave. I'm not talking about legal people. I'm not talking about good people that are here legally, but illegals. Do you think there's a plan to get people to say, hey, you need to go back home, you're not legal? Or is that going to be another war in the United States? Because something will have to be done about that as well.
I believe that President Trump and Vice President Vance, when they've been very clear about initiating the largest mass deportation system ever for illegal aliens in the history of this country, they mean it. They had Tom Homan speak at the Republican convention. Tom's a fellow here at the Heritage Foundation. He is someone who I think would play a role. I don't know this. President Trump would know. I think Tom would play a role in this. That has to happen. Nothing against those people as human persons, but they got to go back and get in line and come here legally so that the rest of us who follow the law actually have faith in the rule of law. I believe that that's going to happen.
Kevin, legally, I'll never bat an eye. Illegally, like we've done, is absolutely wrong. Hey, sir, God bless you. You've always been a friend, and I appreciate that. And maybe someday soon we get to do it again.
Yeah, you're the best. Look forward to seeing you in person. Take care.
All right, Kevin. Thank you, brother. All right, got to take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. Go to moongriffon.com. Listen live. You'd like to listen to another hour. Got another great national guest, too. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.